teenage dream because we are your teenage dream. And Taylor just got killed by her headphones because she's a retard.
She's a special.
I know. I don't know what Jake's doing behind me, but it kind of scares me whenever he's behind me. Just cause.
He just got a giant, really big, overweight frog.
Is that?
It's shrinking.
Well, yeah, you're supposed to keep him in water.
I know. Some idiot took him out of the water.
Who? Who was messing with Gilbert?
Cody.
Who?
I'm going to kill him. Who? I'm going to kill him.
Okay, good.
It's his turn. Anyway. Bye, Jockey. That's my name for you. That's what I call you.
Yeah, I got it from her.
If you hear any weird things, it's all my fault, usually. Show me your staggle tooth, hottie. Oh, I just got the finger. Does that mean I love you? Anyway, Jake's being a dork. We love him to death sometimes on occasion. But we're back. We haven't done a show in forever. Jake, I love you. Stop flipping me off. Don't make me come over there.
You're
okay. Like the only person who's ever
I'm paying attention
to that
now.
Threat. Is Jake gonna put himself on air? Is that what's going on?
Maybe? Yep.
Is that what you want? No? Okay. He's just making faces at me. I'm kind of scared. I changed my password for you, Jake.
You're talking to him like you talk to Ethan.
That's weird.
You're done with your show. Thank you. Well,
Whoa. Okay.
Whoa.
Are you leaving us?
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
I want a hug.
Play a song then.
We're going to finish your teenage dream. Maybe. Occasionally.
Love. that everyone I knew was waiting on a cue to turn and run when all I needed was the truth. That's how it's gotta be. It's coming down to nothing more than apathy. I'd rather run the other way than stay and see.
I forgot to turn it on, auto DJ, so that almost went badly. I just want to say that this is direct to Savannah, who I love. It's not that I had an awful time. It wasn't like the worst experience of my life. It was just a lot of unnecessary drama. I was trying to type it out, but well, the song ended and it just gave me a perfect time to get on air and tell you, because I just don't feel like typing it. It's not that I had like a completely awful, awful time in theater. It's that there was a lot of unnecessary, unneeded drama that made it less fun to me. Like, I think things are fun. Things are fun when you guys can, when everyone can get along and just like do what they want to do while like being productive, I guess, as far as theater goes. This is directly like directed specifically at theater. But yeah, like I think that it's fun to like be able to get along, and I feel like throughout this year there was, people didn't necessarily get along as much, and I felt like there were people that like didn't, for me specifically, there were people like who didn't necessarily want me there. I kind of felt like,
see, I felt
there were people
that
who didn't
too.
Want me there.
Okay, this is,
and it was kind of a big part of my life, and
you know,
I was like a
big
drama officer.
Let's
and
have
it was
a,
just like,
let's have a derantified chat about this, because I feel bad.
Yeah, I feel, okay, we were kind of mean before.
A little bit.
We're mean.
No, okay.
It was just one of those things where, like,
we,
all of it's true, 100% true, but
we, okay, theater hit us with a point last year that we just could not handle.
Yeah.
And there are people within the theater that just, one of them, like, hurt me. Actually, a couple people. But
I don't think that, okay, I don't know. It's hard to explain.
It's really
hard.
It's
complicated.
The thing is, we are,
my relationship with theater, complicated. That was really nerdy.
But yeah, that's how we both feel.
My phone's telling me I'm on Facebook.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm stupid.
Anyways,
continue. Sorry.
The thing last year, though, it was so hard on me. It was really hard.
What thing last year? Oh, okay.
The thing is that last year,
theater
was really hard
on me. I thought you were referring
me.
To something in specific, and I was
No.
Specifically?
It's just, it was really hard on me, because I felt like we lost people. You
okay,
know?
I felt, okay, so when the seniors left last year, I feel like I was really attached to a couple of them, but then, like, afterwards, I really wasn't attached as I thought I was, except for to Chandler. Chandler will always be my big sister.
Yeah.
But people that I thought I was really attached to, I really wasn't. So I came into this year thinking optimistically, thinking, okay, we're going to make this year. We're going to make the best year ever. It's going to be great. And then
that in its junior year, we're all under pressure with the hardest classes ever.
For me, if you know me, I'm very optimistic.
Oh, yeah.
I am super optimistic. Like, I always go into things with the attitude of, let's get this done. Let's do this. It'll be fun. We'll have a party doing it. And I felt like I came into this year doing that. But then with Tall Story, our fall play, it fell apart, like completely fell apart. And like, I was in tears.
Oh, we more both than were, I could we count. Were both at your house trying to make it through like, that.
And I'm not, I don't cry. Like, I'm one of those people, it's hard to make me cry.
Mm-hmm.
It is legitimately hard to make me cry.
Oh, yeah.
You have to be trying
theater
to make me cry.
Theater got you to cry but so many times.
I cried like 5 or 6 times. And it was one of those things where it was like, okay, I can't do anything about this. So I went ahead and took a break and didn't have anything to do with One Acts.
I did.
And I just stayed completely out of that. And it was great.
One Acts were,
to be truly honest,
pretty good, apart from a drama that I had to deal with. I don't know if I ever told you. Then we were having a little bit of a
tiff. Yeah, Taylor and I have had a couple tiffs this year.
But not when it contributed. Over really but stupid.
When Taylor and I fight, it's over really stupid, stupid stuff. Like stupid, stupid, stupid stuff. Like I think one day I was sick and you were sick and we were both grumpy and texted each other and made each other mad and then she moved out of our locker.
Yeah.
Because we were both sick and grumpy and got in a fight.
We were both pretty sick and grumpy. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that fight was dumb. I apologize for that.
I apologize for that too. But just to clarify, Savannah, we're just ranting now, and basically I want to say that I do love you. I love you back. I love you a lot. I'm going to miss you in theater specifically. I do like you. You are one of the people that I actually get along with and that I feel like actually wants me in the department.
Yeah, I feel that way,
too. I love you.
It's okay.
I was going to say something else, but I kind of lost it.
I was going to say something else, but I decided just to keep it inside right now.
Okay. what else? What else? What else?
You know what? Let's get happier, because after talking about theater, I'm depressed.
I feel like that just sent me into, like, a downward spiral. I was on crack earlier. What am I doing?
Well, I got some of your crack. I'm awake now.
I'm awake. Dude, try this lotion. It's, like, so scrumptiliumptious. I have this, like, Bath and Body Works antibacterial moisturizing hand lotion.
It is
made with vitamins B5 and E and wheat germ oil. That just sounds gross. Wheat germ oil. I don't want that on me. But this is such a good lotion. It softens and kills as it germs.
As it germs?
Oh, it softens and smooths as it kills germs. I'm dyslexic. Actually, I am. But anyway... Oh my god.
Give me the moisturizer.
And it's called Moonlight Path. It's so good.
Oh, I'm going to try the Moonlight
what else?
Path.
Oh my god! I just had a panic attack. I'm going to cue up a song. Oh my god. Jake just walked. Like, he didn't even. Oh my god.
Just like, hit your arms, T Rex, and do the creep.
That just made me scream. Just play something.
I don't scream that often.
Yo, yo, it's cracking.
Lady Gaga.
Kelly Clarkson,
Jason Derulo,
Britney Spears, Taylor Swift.
You're on. Click Radio.
Where was I when the rockets came to life?
Radio.org.